Good morning. I'd like to thank our first couple presenters, because some of the stuff I'm going to touch on is going to actually be a little bit of an overlap, which is good, because it'll hopefully make this a little quicker. So anyway, I'm going to talk about all-cause mortality trajectories among U.S. counties. Okay, and so, let me jump into it. Let's go. All right. There's a general trend that's been going on in the U.S. since 1935. Mortality rates have been decreasing through that time period. However, these rates and their declines, you know, haven't occurred in the same way for all geographic areas, gender, or race groups. Now, I just want to justify why we're doing this in the counties is that counties are essentially the smallest level of aggregation you can use to get stable mortality rates. If you wanted to do it in smaller areas, you'd have to combine several years of data to do that. And also, I should add that there's also a lot of data at the county level. We saw that you can look at why some of these rates in different diseases and mortality might be changing. Recently, there was a paper that was done that looked at mortality trends from 1983 to 1999. And in fact, there was they found in that paper increasing disparities between counties. So again, like not all counties are changing at the same rate. Now, the thing about this research that's a little bit different than some of the research that's been done is we use something called group-based trajectory analysis, GBTA. It's a mouthful, but the thing is that you know usually when you do trend analysis, yes, you may graph out all the years involved, but ultimately people just really look, you know, how much did something change? In this case, a mortality rate from point A to point B. In this case, we're able to create trajectories which take into account where a county starts and where it finishes and the shape of that pattern through time. And what this GBTA does is it actually finds counties whose patterns over time are similar and groups them together. And what this can also be used for is that you can find, in this case, counties that group together and have a unique pattern, an outlier. And we're particularly interested in those outliers, like the idea of positive deviance. You know, where are places doing, you know, a lot better than the norm? Where are they doing worse? Because they may give us clues as to what factors may be driving these rates. So our aims in this were to determine if geographic clustering of the count, if there was geographic clustering. Oh, I missed the slide. Okay. All right, so first off, what we did was we wanted to know if, in fact, there were different patterns of trajectories. So that was the first thing we did. And then determine if there were any exceptionally good or exceptionally bad groupings of these trajectories. Then we wanted to know if there was any geographic clustering of these counties based on the trajectories. And the overarching purpose of this research was to generate hypotheses aimed at narrowing the range of inequalities across geographic areas in the U.S. But I have to say, this is like the first step, is just identifying the counties. We do plan to do extensive analyses trying to get at what factors might be causal in this. So what did we do? I downloaded data from the CDC Wonder site for age-adjusted mortality from 1999 to 2010 from the CDC Wonder database. Okay, and then counties were included if they had a number of deaths greater than or equal to 20, you know, for that particular year. And that's a number that the CDC has determined is necessary to generate a stable rate. And then counties were included in the analysis if they had at least 2 years of stable rates. And when we did this, you wound up with 3,083 counties for the analysis, which is actually 98.7% of U.S. counties. So we did manage to cover most of the country. Okay, and so the methods now. Statisticians would call this group-based trajectory analysis discrete mixture models, is another thing they're known as. Okay, and this was done using a procedure in SAS called proctrage, which was developed by Nagins and Jones at Carnegie Mellon. It was to do this particular thing, to look at patterns over time and see how those patterns group. It's, you know, it's kind of using a cluster analysis on those time trends. And it's been used before, often in individuals, but this may be the first. All right, I got to speed up. Okay. Anyway, so anyway, blah, blah, blah. All right, there are, anyway, not just linear models, but you can add in different terms. So let me just get to the results. So this is what you see, basically, is that these are the groups that come out of the analysis. And group 8 is essentially your negative deviant group. All right. This is only 4 counties, though. Okay. So, but that did start off way higher, had a quick decrease, and then kind of stabilized over time. Group 1 was the group that did, you know, started the best and had the steepest decline. All right, what's not necessarily obvious here is the fact that disparities between these groups are increasing overall, okay? These are the groups, and this is the percent change in the mortality rate over the time period. So we see that group 1, which was already doing the best, has the biggest decrease. And it's a gradient all the way to group 8, which we saw had that big decline at the beginning, and it's only 4 counties. But overall, there's a gradient here. Those that are doing the best continue to have their rates decline the quickest. Okay, so that positive deviance group, the one that had the quickest declines, are 14 counties. And there's a bit of clustering in the Washington, D.C. area and in Colorado's ski resorts. There was this exception of Presidio County, Texas, which is on the border of Mexico in Texas. But that may be due to differential migration and a thing. So we don't know that yet for sure. And the groups that were doing the worst were 4 counties, and 3 of them were Indian reservations in the Dakotas. And the 4th one was a county in Florida that had a large prison population. Okay, and then just quickly, these are the socio-demographic profiles, and as you can see, the counties that did the best tended to have a higher population density, you know, hence probably more urban. They had higher employment rates. Income was better in the counties that did better, not too surprisingly. There's a general pattern of increasing black population in the counties that did worse, except for the 8 counties, which had the very high Native American population in them. And just quickly, this is what it looks like when you graph it out. And red is, in general, red is bad, blue is good. Okay? The South lights up pretty much red and orange. Okay? Whereas in the upper Midwest here, there's a lot of good patterns, as well as in the Northeast and on the West Coast. The thing is, though, this isn't 100% uniform, because you can look at how these things cluster, and this shows exceptions. All right, so these red counties are actually counties that are doing well amongst all the counties doing bad, whereas the yellow are the ones that aren't doing so well amongst counties that are doing well. Okay, so the bottom line here, am I out of time? Oh, okay, cool. All right, so, you know, there's some limitations. We can talk about that later. But anyway, let me just talk about the future research and implications from all this. We need to figure out why this is happening, right? And so we need to look at variables such as health system variables, social capital, other social variables, whatever. And we plan to do that with a very large data set, over 750 variables, and using some new methodologies to do that. And then we have to learn how these processes, these different variables, interact over time to produce these patterns. And so policy implication is, we need to, these disparities are increasing between these places. So, we need to kind of figure this out pretty quickly, why this is happening, in order to lessen these disparities. And then we need to learn what's going on in these successful counties and be able to apply it to places that aren't. And that would be a wonderful next step, is to get boots on the ground in some of these places and see exactly what's going on there. And we can't just apply policy blindly to a whole region. It has to be done on a county-by-county basis. So, and I'd just like to thank my collaborators, Khushdeep Malhotra, who's right back there in the room, who did the maps, doesn't want me to point her out, Dr. George Rust, who's also at Morehouse School of Medicine, and Dr. Levine, who was the inspiration for a lot of this work from Meharry, of all places, actually. So, and that is my contact information and my email.